The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
No oily aftertaste. Now there's the margarine.
Good, that's the margarine.
With no oily aftertaste.
Today's good luck is a light margarine. Light in flavor. Light on your tongue. Just like the high price spread. Lever Brothers has world rights to the process that makes good luck different from other margarines. It's light. Guaranteed to leave no oily aftertaste or your money back.
No oily aftertaste. Good luck, good luck, good luck.
Oh, golly, golly,
for goodness sakes, what are you doing down here in the kitchen in the middle of the night?
Gosh, did I wake you up? I'm sorry.
No, no, that cuckoo clock that Aunt Effie gave Betsy woke me up and I saw your bed was empty. We've got to put that clock someplace besides the upstairs hall, dear. Honestly, that cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo's beginning to get on my nerves. Did it wake you, too?
No, no, I just couldn't sleep. I came down and made some hot chocolate. Would you like some?
No, might as well as long as I'm up. What's the trouble? Get thinking about Mr. Cranshaw, dear?
Well, yes, I started going over in my mind what I wanted to say to him again. And, of course, I got wide awake.
Why don't you stop worrying about it until he gets over this virus thing or whatever he has and comes back to the office?
He'll be back today. I told the secretary not to make any early appointments for him, so I want to see him first thing.
Well, now you know what you're going to say. Goodness, we've gone over it often enough.
Yeah, trouble is I've gone over it so much that I'm beginning to get mixed up now. I can't seem to remember any of the main points.
Oh, dear, I know that's always the way. I remember once when I was in school, I kept expecting to be called on to recite something, you know. And each day I'd wait to be called on, and I wasn't. And by the time the teacher finally called on me, I hardly remembered it. What was it I was going to recite that time?
You know, when I get nervous, I never can think of anything.
Oh, I know. When that Aprile with his short soaker, the drop of March had parsed to the rota.
What?
Chaucer. Chaucer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I was called on to recite.
When?
Oh, let it go. I see your minds with Mr. Cranshaw. Now, look, come on back to bed and get some sleep. You'll need it. In the morning, after Betsy goes to school and while Aunt Effie is doing the dishes, we'll go in your den so she won't hear us and review once more exactly what you're going to say to your boss.
Yeah, yeah, all right, maybe we'd better. Oh, God.
Now, stop worrying.
This is Galen Drake. Say, you remember some of those old-fashioned, greasy things that you used to rub on you to get rid of the miseries of a cold? Well, you can forget about that now. Just start using New Minute Rub, which is the modern, greaseless way to rub away painful cold miseries. And you know, this New Minute Rub works fast, and it works without burning your skin, and it won't stain. Minute Rub actually vanishes. And not only that, but it smells good, and it feels cool. But for relieving the chest tightness and muscular discomforts of a cold, you can't beat it. On top of that, it's great for muscular pain. You'll be shopping pretty soon, so pick up some new greaseless Minute Rub and try it.
Where are you, dear?
Oh, I'm in my den. Come on in.
I got Betsy off to school, and Aunt Effie's doing the dishes, yeah. so she won't hear you.
All right, close the door.
All right.
Now, look, I haven't got much time.
Well, just go over the main points so they're fresh in your mind. Here, you better let me sit at your desk, and you'll be on the other side, you know, so you get the feeling of it, huh?
Yeah, all right. You know, I think that's the worst of it. If I could just sit down and talk to him over a cup of coffee.
I know.
When he's sitting on the other side of a big desk right away, you know, you feel uncomfortable, clumsy, and awkward as though you got six arms and legs.
Yeah, I know. Well, now, come on, you haven't got much time. I'm Mr. Cranshaw. Now, what will he say when you walk in?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to see me, Piper? Sit down, sit down. What's on your mind?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, did you want to see me, Piper? Sit down. What's on your mind?
Well, Mr. Cranshaw, what's on my mind is that I have been working for your company for 10 years, and I feel that out of consideration...
Yeah, well,
Well, now what?
Well, dear, I just thought, I mean, don't forget he's been sick. Don't you think you ought to, you know, say something at first about how you're glad he's better, you know, and how everyone at the office missed you.
Glad he's better. Listen, at this point, the way I feel about Crenshaw, I wish he'd come down with Rocky Mountain spotted fever or whatever it is.
Honey.
Look, he gets sick. Boy, does he take to his bed. But if anybody else in that office gets sick, he just pats him on the back and tells him to forget about it. It's all in your mind, he says.
Well, he is the boss.
Clown.
Anyhow, don't get yourself in a mad frame of mind.
Well, I get mad when I think of the nights that I've worked until midnight without even any thanks. And the Saturdays and Sundays I've pranced down there to that office.
Ten years
of slaving for that ungrateful...
Dear, now listen.
Then he turns around and offers Charlie Bemis, who I recommended, you know, for the sales manager job.
I know,
yeah, he offers Charlie this wonderful job that I didn't even know was available.
I know all that now. Now, you see, you do remember the main points, but you must remember, too, dear, you've got to say all that nicely.
Nicely.
Well, you won't get anywhere with Mr. Crenshaw or anybody else, for that matter, yelling at them.
Well, I've never gotten anywhere being nice with him either, obviously. Oh, I know. You're right.
Now, do you want to rehearse it being pleasant?
Nah, the heck with it. Just makes me nervous. I'll calm down on the way to the office. Where's my briefcase?
Oh, now listen. Remember, too, we decided the best thing was to start off talking to him, you know, about some business matter and then lead into this other thing, you know, sort of casually.
Yeah. I'll bring up the Fletcher deal. Yeah, that's it. I got to discuss that with him anyhow.
And here's your briefcase.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is the day, huh? Good luck, dear.
Yeah.
You want to see me, Piper? Sit down. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mr. Crenshaw. I'm glad you're feeling better, sir. Certainly missed you around here.
Yeah, I doubt that. When the cat's away, the mice will play. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I thought we should discuss the Fletcher deal. No, I followed up your last suggestion.
You know, Piper, that's one of the things I've always liked about you. You always keep your mind on business.
Oh, well, yes. I'm
away from the office. I never worry. Because I know I've got at least one good, solid, reliable man to keep things going.
Oh, well, I'm glad you feel that way, Mr. Crenshaw.
I certainly do.
Yes.
Now, when I was lying home there in bed with a fever, 104.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, 104.
Too bad.
And I thought, well, I'm not going to worry. Piper's down there doing his job as usual, keeping his nose to the grindstone as he has for the past 9 years.
10.
10?
Oh, yes, 10.
10 years. Now, how would I slip up on that?
10 years, January 2nd. If you recall, I started with the company right after Christmas of 48.
That's right. Yeah, that is right.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to celebrate, Piper. Yes, we'll have an office party today. After closing hours, of course. Well, I'll have Miss Hawkins send out for ice cream and coffee.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, sir.
Yeah, not at all. 10 years. My, how they slip by, don't they, eh?
Oh, yes. Well,
Then I guess I'll have to give a little speech in your honor, eh?
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
Yeah, no, I want to. After all, I want everybody in this office to realize that I consider you the best example of what I want and what I expect in a staff member of my organization.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, sir.
No more than you deserve. And I am going to point out something which I trust will set the rest of them a good example. In fact, that in all the 10 years that you've been with me, you've never once given me a single word of complaint.
Oh, you've done
what you had to do, and more. Efficiently, industriously, and uncomplainingly. Why, many a time you've worked in this office until midnight.
Yes, I know.
And without extra pay. And why have you done this? Because you like your work.
Well, yes, that's true, Mr. Crenshaw. However,
that service does not go unrewarded, Byron. Nor the weekends, the Saturdays and Sundays that you and I have come back to the office while the others were off swimming, playing golf, dancing, enjoying themselves, and not thinking of the future.
Yes, well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Crenshaw, since you yourself brought up all these things...
Just be patient. As I said, such service does not go unrewarded.
Oh, yes, that's fine. Thank you, sir. But there is something on my mind.
Yes, my boy?
Well, sir, it's about Charlie Bemis. Now, I know that I recommended him to you and that you offered him a job, which, after all, that he turned down and caused us all great embarrassment.
No, I'm not blaming you. We all make mistakes. And it's just as well we found out in time that he is not material for our organization.
Yes, I know, sir, and I realize the job you offered him as European representative had to do with our merger with the big Atlo company in New York. But after all, Mr. Crenshaw, it was never mentioned to any of us here in the office that the position was even available.
No. You must stop reproaching yourself for having recommended your friend Bemis. Well, I put it out of my mind. Yes, today, my boy, I have you in mind.
Oh, well.
Oh, I can't tell you now. But be prepared, my boy, for a big surprise at the office party tonight. As I said, such service does not go unrewarded.
Oh, well.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Delmonte, Delmonte, pineapple grapefruit juice 3. I like it because it tastes good. It isn't too sweet and it doesn't make you pucker. Girls like it because it's good for them. Oh well, it takes some time.
Enjoy Delmonte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Delmonte juice drinks. Every one so good.
Yes, yes, go on, go on. Then what did he say?
Oh, then he said, when I think of the weekends, the Saturdays and Sundays, and you and I have slaved at the office while others were out swimming and playing golf, enjoying themselves.
You and I.
Yeah, you and I. Boy, that killed me. But I'll bet in 10 years that Crenshaw hasn't gone to that office 4 weekends. Yeah, you and I, he said.
Well, it's wonderful. He appreciates you, though, dear. Oh,
such service will not go unrewarded, he said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, didn't you even bring up the job he offered Charlie that you never even knew was available?
Oh, yeah. Just as I finally got around to that.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he didn't let me finish, really. He thought I was apologizing for having recommended Charlie.
Oh.
We all make mistakes and so forth and so on. He says, he put it out of his mind. He said, in fact, today, my boy, I have you in mind.
Oh, weren't you excited?
Was I?
Uh-huh.
Well,
uh-huh.
Dad, I shan't tell you now, but uh-huh. Be prepared for a big surprise at the office party tonight.
Oh, how thrilling.
Yeah.
Oh, I just picture it. Everybody gathered around. Did he give a speech and say nice things about you?
Did he? Oh, yes.
And then? Then he offered you the European job.
He did not. He didn't mention the job.
Well, for heaven's sakes, then what was the big surprise? Well, what? What?
Don't you notice anything on my lapel?
Oh, a pin?
A button. My 10-year button.
Oh, honey.
Yes, there in this little round circle. 3 cents worth of copper are the times that I worked until midnight, the Saturdays and Sundays. But my service, as you see, did not go unrewarded.
Well, you are going to talk to Mr. Crenshaw tomorrow. Yes, you are.
Not even a raise. I get a button. A button, I
know,
get.
I know, dear. I know.
More families, far more families, rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. And for one important reason, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. You take pleasant-tasting chocolate in X-Lax at bedtime, it won't disturb your sleep, and the next morning, you'll be well on the way toward your normal regularity. No wonder pleasant-tasting chocolate in X-Lax is used by more families than any other laxative. So when you or any member of your family needs a laxative, remember, take X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Raymond Bramley, and is produced by Walter Hart.